This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're live in New York City on CBS Sports Radio on a bench in the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. So, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. Oh, Michael, it's already turned into 1 week now as the new day has already begun. The countdown is on until your glorious return to lost wages.
Can't wait.
Reputa the Buta always checking in for her good friend, Carver High. Don't even start with me, Pharrell. You know I love playing video poker all hours with Michael.
We'll see how it goes, because this is my first trip to Vegas as like a homeowner now. So I have to be more responsible when I'm out there, as in the past, I've kind of let things go a little bit.
Michael, if you would drink less Tito's while playing blackjack, you might make more money.
No, that's not true. I always make more money when I have more to drink at the table.
It's all of those late-night strolls down to the Golden Gate to see the spandex band play the heavy metal with Gambling Kenny.
I can't wait to sit at the table with Gambling Kenny. He doesn't really sit, but I can't wait to get there.
All of those dealers barely wear any clothes. What does Nicole think of that?
I didn't ask.
All right, enough of this. God almighty. It's just unbelievable. It just never ends.
They're excited for us to get there.
They are. We'll be in Vegas the week of January 29th, so we're going next Saturday, the 27th. We start doing shows on Monday, the 29th, at 7 Vegas time, 10 on the network, Eastern on that Monday night. I just want to see, is it really that hard for me to get scores? Is there results? Do we have, this is it? Do we have results of the, do we have Cliff anywhere on the line? Cliff Drysdale reporting live from Melbourne for all on the radio program from the Australian Open in Melbourne. I always knew that you were interested in Nick Kyrgios, the troublesome one, in his glorious win over the 15 seed Willie Joe Namath Tsonga in a great match, scintillating tennis on the Rod Laver Arena hard court, 7-6, 6-4, 7-6, 7-6, 7-5 tie break. In the fourth, in the third, 8-6 tiebreak, both times to Kyrgios. Obviously playing in front of his home nation. They love him down under. Everywhere else in the world, they hate his guts. Marin Cilic, a winner so far. Rafa in straights. Last night when you left the air for El Rafa, 1-3-1, total world domination. On the ladies' side, we've had our eyes on your friend Caroline Wozniacki. 4-3 over Bertens, Kiki van der Wey Bertens, and no one else of any significance that you would care about playing tennis for real.
My girl Karolina Pliskova won last night at 2, I believe.
Lots of matches on Saturday, Pharrell. Thomas Berdych against your favorite Juan Martin Del Potro, the Argentinian on the Henze Arena hard courts. The Joker against Alberto Ramos Vinolas tomorrow. 3 a.m. actually right now, Eastern time. Roger Federer at 5 a.m. against, as you mentioned, Richard Gasquet. And then on the ladies' side, your favorite, Maria Sugar Sharapova, playing on the Laver hard courts against Angelique Kerber, the German. So that's it then, Cliff. Beautiful weather down here for all over 110 degrees. It is toxic. The heat, the blisters, the cramps, the dehydration, the agony of defeat. Massive matches going five sets and people dropping like flies with the lack of energy as the heat saps them of all their reserves. Cliff Drysdale reporting live from Melbourne from the Australian Open for the Rural Radio program. There you go. Carver High. Always,
thanks, Cliff.
Always important to get. Mafia loves tennis. You can tell he's really into it. Listen.
Ready to tie my sweater around my shoulders and go hang out at the club.
There you go. Nathan in Jersey, you're on CBS Sports Radio on that Geico toll-free line. Hello.
Hey, hey, what's up, Scott? How are you doing today?
Yo, I'm great. Right, I'll be better in an hour.
I want to talk about two things really quick for NFL, the two games that are on Sunday. I'm picking the Vikings over the Eagles because even though they're on the, I mean, even though the Eagles are home, I have a lot more confidence in Case Keenum than Foles right now. And plus, the Vikings defense is tough to play against. So I think.
I love how you guys just write off. I mean, have you ever seen anything like it? Like Carver, same thing last week. Ah, the Falcons. It's easy money. The Vikings. Easy money. It's automatic. The Eagles have no chance. They don't. I mean, the Vikings are just so much better than. I mean, the Saints had them beat. They were down 17-0. They came back and dominated their ass. You act like they're world beaters. Take a look at the other game. I'll tell you, there's a world beater there, the Patriots. Yeah, the Vikings are lucky they won the game.
Right. But for the other game, the Jaguars Patriots, I think I can see an upset here. Jaguars beating the Patriots because
You got it all figured out. It's Vikings automatic. Patriots are going down the drain. There you go. That's all I need to know. You heard him. It's automatic. All automatic. Jags are going to win. Boom. Done. It's all in the bag. How much money do you think that guy's going to lose this weekend?
I'm just so shocked how many people are just so suckered. All in.
Suckered.
Like, it is not happening. It's just not happening.
It's automatic. Come on.
Automatic.
It's a done deal.
They're the greatest team in professional sports. I mean, come on.
They'll never beat the Jags. The Patriots aren't up to this challenge. They've never seen anything like this. This is dawning. Kenny in Boston on the Hub. Where are all you fans? Honest to God, what are you going to bed? Hey.
I wanted to start off by saying drinks for everybody for the one-year anniversary of Trump Nation. And I'm sure we'll see him in the box with Kraft this weekend. And we're going to see if... you can understand Kraft when they're handing him the trophy this year.
Do you really think he'll be sitting there on Sunday at Gillette Stadium with Kraft in his box?
Oh, it's Brady's buddy, you know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But
please.
I want to tell
what could be worse than that? The anniversary of that guy, like this guy calling up and saying, like, I just felt like I got punched in the stomach. Anyway, go ahead. Talk about the game. I don't care about your politics.
I really think Lewis is going to have a big game. You know, I kind of compare him to, like, Curtis Martin. You know, the way he sets up the screens, you know, it's just going to open up the game for Brady. You know what I mean? Because they're just going to be wanting to rush him and rush him and rush him, and they're just going to throw screens all day, and it's just going to open up everything.
That's what they do every week. This is not some new game plan.
And that's why this hand injury is even funnier, because – we've seen times if, let's say, Tom, like, maybe doesn't have it a little bit, what do? One of their, you know, 15 running backs has, like, a 3-touchdown day.
Right.
You know, they throw these little screens. They are going to win this game any way that they want to. They will win the game.
6 ways till Sunday, right?
Any way they want to win it. If they want to say we're going to throw the ball 50 times, they'll win it. If they want to say we're going to run the ball over them, they're going to do it. They're going to do whatever they want on Sunday. They always do.
Mafia, are you buying that, or are you going Jags? Because Mafia doesn't listen to Carver High. He does whatever he wants. He's a better.
I'm going New England. I just don't see it with Jacksonville. I mean, they had a great game offensively against New England against Pittsburgh last week. But, I mean, it's not like Pittsburgh and New England are on the same tier. They played a close game this year. But if Pittsburgh was in this, you know, game in Foxborough, wouldn't we be saying they're going to get their ass kicked too, because they do every year? So it's not like, okay, you beat the team that's just as good, so now you're just as good as the Patriots. No, you beat the team that's on the second tier. If you're giving up that many points to Ben Roethlisberger, Brady's going to do the same thing, and their defense isn't going to let you just run all over them like Pittsburgh did.
Do you think anyone's going to get photos of Tom Brady with stitches all over his throwing hand? Do you think anyone will get those photos by Sunday?
No. He's wearing that glove all throughout that facility. Then he's switching to winter gloves to drive
home.
Do you
think he's sleeping in the gloves with Giselle?
I'm so sick of the gloves. Just stop with the gloves.
This glove's becoming more popular than OJ.
Did you think that his glove press conference was a joke?
I thought it was an absolute disgrace. I thought it was ridiculous for him to go up there with the gloves on his hands. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, honestly, everybody knows this guy's playing. And it was just it was so arrogant. It's just, I said this earlier, it's the type of stuff that you wonder why so many people
who
aren't.
You can't make this stuff up.
You wonder why so many people who aren't Patriot fans hate the Patriots so much. I know it has a lot to do with their winning, but it's also stuff like today. That Tom Brady press conference just really took the cake for me. It made me realize even more they're going to destroy them on Sunday.
We're on the home of the Patriots, 98.5 The Hub. It's huge, huge weekend for them, huge ratings.
I'm surprised how many of them called that they're worried. Worried
I'm
about
surprised they're not all on the phone right now.
They're worried, some of them.
Are they like the Pats? They don't talk before the game. They just say nothing, like
we'll
the
see.
Team.
We'll
they've,
see.
They've even taught their fans not to talk. They're all sitting at home with their wives ordering them around right now. Not allowed to call Pharrell late night as they're up drunk again smoking fatties. Unwilling to call Pharrell after their third gagger. They can't get on the phone and talk about their beloved Pats against the Jags, the vaunted Jags defense that Ben Roethlisberger threw 5 TDs against last week or whatever it was, 469 yards. What do you think Brady will do with him? Brady could have his hand cut off and throw with his other hand and still throw 3 TDs with his other hand. Do you think he'd win the game even if he had both hands cut off by a snowblower mafia?
Yes, because then he'd just hand it off. Just hand it off with the stubs.
He'd do like the Jim Abbott and flip the glove to the other side or something?
Either way, it doesn't matter if he has one hand, two hands, or no hands. He's starting that game because you're not putting Brian Hoyer in there after the last time he played a playoff game.
Does Belichick not look like the guy that runs the funeral home?
I mean, look at this.
Look
this
at this guy.
This is just too much. It is. It's just...
He's the guy that runs the funeral home.
People are worried that these guys are going to lose on Sunday. It's unreal.
Call the show, you femmes. I got 45 minutes left in this big tanker. Let's get me home. I got to play rack all day Saturday and Sunday and watch games and gamble heavily and watch a bunch of fights and boxing and UFC and Bellator and football. Try to get some leg. Get on the phone, 855-212-4-CBS.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So Nurmagomedov and Ferguson will be for the undisputed title. They don't care what Conor McGregor thinks anymore. They're going to fight that at Madison Square Garden, I heard, Mafia.
I think it's the Barclays.
What's the difference? Tony Ferguson said that a Conor McGregor fight was offered to him, and Notorious turned it down. Not good enough for him.
It's not a boxing match that will earn him a lot more money.
How about this one? This one made Mafia very angry. Tom Petty allegedly died from a massive accidental drug overdose.
Sad. What a loss for
he was on
stupid.
Several pain meds, including fentanyl patches, oxycodone, more Xanny bars. He had it all going. It says he had a fractured hip, and then he went, and he was on tour for 53 concert dates, and the condition worsened, and he was taking tons of pain meds, and then he had a massive heart attack. Full cardiac arrest. Boom, that sucks. Of course, if you remember, fentanyl was also into the deaths of Prince and Lil Peep. There you go. Lomachenko voted the boxing writer's Fighter of the Year.
He's the fighter of the year, and Manny Pacquiao wants to fight him, who just lost to Jeff Horn earlier last year. Yeah. So, sure. Good luck.
The Vikings lucky to have Keenum, even if their coach Zimmer won't admit it. Why is that? Why doesn't a coach admit that the guy's been good for him?
I don't know. All year long, like, he's never been, you know, like, I remember around Thanksgiving when they were like, is he the starter? And he's like, well, you know, he's our quarterback right now. Like, he never, like, fully committed to him, like, a lot this year.
Maybe he's all still in on Teddy.
It's all right. Case keeps going here. He's going to walk out the door and get some fat cash somewhere else.
Le'Veon Bell blew off the Steelers' walkthrough before the Jaguars' loss. He was just blowing up, and then he showed up late for the game, allegedly.
And that night, he's when he tweeted about the the Patriots was the same night.
Yeah. This is why maybe they franchise him. They don't trust giving him a contract because he doesn't go to work and he fails drug tests and he's not accountable, right? I mean, he just does whatever he wants. He beats to his own drum. He's not mature, right? Is that about right? Here's the Baker Mayfield. Everybody knows I commented about Miami because I was talking to former Sooner Kenny Stills. Everybody can relax. I'll play anywhere they give me a chance. I'm not picky. I'll go anywhere and strive to uplift a franchise and win ball games. How about your boy, Johnny Football, Carver High, a big fan. He says, I'll play north of the border, south of the border. I don't care. He said, I promise you the comeback is happening.
I can't wait. I knew the rebirth would come at some point. I don't care if it's in the Canadian League. He will be back. He will be great.
Diddy, I'm serious about buying the Panthers, doing it for Black America. Your boy, Diddy. How many names does he got now? I can't keep track of it.
Because I'm not. They're not giving him that team.
NBA trade rumors. Cavs interested in Lou Williams. And who else? DeAndre Jordan. And what about, are they going to go after your boy in Charlotte,
Kemba,
too?
Yeah, people are throwing that name out, too. They're throwing out every name possible, but who are they going to give up for these guys?
Kemba, of course, now. He said he'd be devastated if the Hornets traded him. Porzingis says, players know I should be an all-star starter. I don't believe that. I don't believe anybody in the NBA thinks he should be an all-star starter, to be honest
with you. Him and Embiid, it was like they're alternated on fourth and third as far as votes go for, you know, the fans, the players, and the media for that spot.
The Indians and Orioles have talked about Manny Machado, but nothing is imminent. Nugent Hopkins is going to miss 5 to 6 weeks for the Oilers with cracked ribs. That can't be good, Carver High.
No.
No suspensions, just fines for Dustin Brown and Malkin. So Brown tried to kill Schultz, and then Malkin speared him?
No, the Malkin spear was actually early in the game.
Oh.
Brown was later on, and I can't believe that he didn't at least get a game. I mean, he cleaned him out from the – it was just ridiculous.
It says here Tom Brady's the greatest of all time, but by how much? Who do you think he's saying? So now they're talking about by how much – so is it Brady Montana or Favre? Brady Montana Bradshaw, Elway Manning. Brady Manning Breeze.
Favre shouldn't be anywhere near that.
Favre shouldn't even be on the list. There you go. Jim in Cleveland on 92.3 The Fan.
Shaggy-doo.
Oh, Shaggy-doo.
Hey, Scotty, I heard you guys talking before about the MMA, the heavyweight. Your boy Stipe's fighting tomorrow, I think.
Right, he is.
What is Mafia? I want to have Mafia weigh in on this. Who's this guy he's fighting? Because the buzz around here is this guy. I saw the weigh-in. This guy looks pretty rugged. If Stipe wins, I think he'll have the longest reign in history at UFC. Does this guy have a chance to beat him?
I mean, Nagano's a very dangerous customer, right, Moff?
He is. He's a big guy, strong guy, you know, brutal with the punches. He might have some weaknesses as far as takedown defense and things like that. He's mostly just a brawler. So that might be where Stipe goes after him because he's, you know, a Division I wrestler, so you got to take advantage.
All right, Al in Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I don't get why I'm not hearing a lot of Philly fans saying, why not? The game's in our stadium, and Minnie's lucky to be showing up. And they shut down the 10th greatest offense, you know, statistically or yardage or points, whatever.
Doesn't that sound like depressing, though, the 10th best? Like they shut down the 10th best. 10th best is 10th best. It's not best or top three or whatever. Not even top five when you're 10th best. Everyone in the world thought Atlanta was going to beat them. You're right. Philly, Got it done. I bet on Philly to win outright and getting three last week, and no one respected them at all. And the same thing's happening this week. They're getting no respect at all. I haven't heard one. What have I heard one person call up and say they're taking the Eagles? I mean, honestly.
Very few.
I mean, barely. I can count them on one hand. Roger in Vegas on 1140.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing?
Hey, Rog.
I just started listening to the station this year, and I'm amazed. It's a great station.
Oh, thanks, brother. It is a great station.
We were 71 here in Las Vegas today.
Thank God. I can't wait to get there, bro.
Yeah. So anyways, I've been a longtime New York Giant football fan, and that's the only two that have knocked off. They beat Brady twice with Eli.
That's right.
That great catch that David Tyree made a few years ago.
I think they may be the only team that has ever beaten them, that can actually beat them. They know how to beat them. The Ravens beat them, but, I mean, I'm talking about in Super Bowls.
Right, yeah, it was the two Super Bowls.
I'll give them the two wins in Foxborough, but the Giants did it in Super Bowls.
Yeah, Manning made that great pass, and then to Tyree, and then...
That play was as lucky as the Diggs play last week from Minnesota. We'll come back and take all your calls. If you're getting on hold, you're getting on the air, 855-212-4CBS.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
I love how he's not even fighting this weekend, and Conor McGregor still gets more attention than the card that's going on in Boston. He's not even fighting, but they talk about him more than the guys that the two main events they have going on, the co-main events. Aren't they both co-main events?
They are.
I mean, they don't even, it's unbelievable.
Two title fights.
They talk more about McGregor not fighting for 434 days in the UFC than they do the guys that are fighting, Stipe and Cormier in his other fight. So I've got the title game snags all posted for Mini Philly, Jax, New England at PharrellOnTheBench.com. They're all up. NBA tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, Thunder Cavs. That should be good. How about the night game, Warriors Rockets at the Toyota Center? NHL, Rangers Avs, Jets Flames. Those teams, Colorado and Calgary, are on fire right now. Penguins, Sharks, Islanders, Blackhawks. There's tons of good games. Lightning, Wild. And as far as college basketball goes on Saturday, all the heavies are playing. Nova at UConn, Notre Dame's at Clemson, Florida, Kentucky, Purdue's at Iowa, Oklahoma at Oklahoma State, Texas at West Virginia, Xavier, Seton Hall, TCU, Kansas State. It's just endless, the bevy of games. Get all my picks at PharrellOnTheBench.com, including Bellator Heavyweight Tournament and the UFC in Boston and the Spence Peterson fight and our daily fantasy rosters, all at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. You're going to love it. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L. There you go. All right, so I want to hear from you here in this last segment of the night and for the week. How the Jags build a defense that could threaten the New England Patriots offense. One thing that we know is they keep talking about this defense, and I keep talking about the fact that, I mean, Roethlisberger, let's face it, he lit him up. So I don't want to hear it. Like, they're the greatest defense ever? My ass. I mean, I know they won, and I thought they won by 14 at least. Forget about 45-42. They owned him the whole game. They were up 21, then 14, then 10, then 3, whatever. But they really gave up a lot to Roethlisberger. If he can do it, what do you think Brady can do to it? Even with a thumb that's been jacked up. Seriously. And the other point is this. We literally have had counted on one hand the amount of phone calls in like the last two nights about the Vikings and Eagles. Like no one, I mean, Kane Peterson, the DJ that was in here, he loves the Vikings. He's from Minneapolis. But he's the only guy, literally, if I didn't have him in here tonight, would anyone have talked about that game, Carver High?
No, man. This is, it's taken a back seat all week long, and that's going to happen with the Patriots. And just look at the quarterback matchups. I mean, I mean, look what they served up to Brady here to win this sixth Super Bowl. I mean, these three jokers they served up to him. It's Bortles, Foles, Keenum. Couple weeks, he's going to get to raise another one up there in Minneapolis. It's unbelievable.
Can you believe that?
Oh, I believe it. It's happening.
Will you keel over if it doesn't happen?
I would be extremely surprised if he doesn't win with these three other guys he's got to beat.
Like Shaughnessy said.
I'm with exactly what Shaughnessy said. He's got a bunch of tomato cans in front of him, and he's just going to knock them all over. I mean, this is just silly.
Like at the carnival. That's he's going to throw the sandbag at the three bottles of milk.
It's going to be that easy for him.
Zach in Massachusetts off the hub, 98.5, home of the Pats.
I almost called you familiar. So first time, long time. I definitely think that the Patriots are just going to come out and smoke them this weekend. I don't really think that the Jags have too much of a chance.
I love that someone, I love that someone finally from up in New England tells me they're going to kick their ass, because I've had like hundreds of calls this week of people going, they're worried. I'm worried. I'm worried about how do you worry when all you do is win rings and all you do is win? They win every game they play. Listen, we got to avoid the cabling references. What do you think, Mafia? Probably not a good idea here on the Vatican Network.
Terrible idea, even in the safe harbor.
Did some guy just call me and talk about cable?
Can't do that even in Blue Lagoon.
Not in the Blue Lagoon hour even. Can we talk about your cable? Thanks. Cable TV phone calls are unacceptable. You know what kind of cable I'm talking about. Tom and Cali.
Hey, Pharrell, it's Tom Mandich in Stockton. How you doing, brother?
What's happening?
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I have to go back to Conor McGregor, bro. I hate the guy. I tell you what.
I can't have that either on the air. That's another one. Drop that. Oh, my God. I got people, honestly. Now, how about this guy? He's my boy's brother, right? And then he goes up with that filth coming out of his mouth? Dude, come on. How many times do I have to tell you? I work on the Vatican Pope Network here.
Idiot.
God, are you kidding me? You just called up and said that, and you think that's getting on the air? Dude, come on, bro. Go. You know what you need to do? Go to confession tomorrow. For you have sinned. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I called up Pharrell and started talking about STDs on the radio. Are you kidding me? Jesus, is this happening to me, Carver High? Is this really?
I wish he would have told me he was going to say that before. We could have put a stop to that.
Just come on. Can we have anyone come in here with a little splash of class? John in Boston on the hub.
Hi, Scotty, how are you?
Well, I've been better.
I work for FedEx, and my friend who delivers to Tom Brady's house, he lives in Chestnut Hill, Mass. He said Giselle is the hottest thing ever, with or without makeup. He gave him a C-note for Christmas. Tom, however, just gives him yes and no answers. As far as the press conference with the gloves, I was more embarrassed than anything you could ever imagine.
I just think it's I love that your buddy has that access, but I'm a little creeped out by him, keeping tabs on the Bradys. You know what I mean? Like, he knows everything about them. I'm a little creeped out at that.
I'm sure Tom would be, too, if he found out about it.
I mean, right?
Hopefully Tom's sitting at home right now with his gloves on, listening on the hub.
You know what I mean? Like, he knows what time Giselle goes to her nail salon and to her hair to get her roots dyed.
Honey, don't order from FedEx anymore. We got to keep that guy out of here.
The FedEx guy's creeping up on Giselle and her children. That's just not cool, man. What is going on here in this last foray into the evening? William in Texas.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about, you were talking about the Jags and Patriots. And I'm a big fan of Tom Brady because you guys are talking about him having, a cut-off hand. Well, I think if he had both hands cut off, he could still throw the ball. That's how good I think he is.
I think he could actually throw the ball with his feet.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. I mean, and Tom Brady, he's one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Listen, let me say one other thing really quick before I get out of here tonight. Jalen Ramsey is going to learn the hard way about opening your mouth.
Yeah.
He's talking all this smack like he's going to shut everybody down and that the Jags are going to win the Super Bowl. He needs to calm down.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, you talk all that smack against this team, bad things happen. It's just that simple. Unbelievable. NBA trade rumors, players who could be moved before the deadline. DeAndre Jordan, Paul George. I don't think Paul George is getting moved. I don't believe Boogie's getting moved. I believe Marc Gasol could be moved. Lou Williams, if I were them, I wouldn't move him to save my ass. I love Lou Williams. I would keep him in L.A. with the Clippers. That rich Ballmer, keep him there. That guy fills it up. He's a reason to go watch the Clippers. Valanciunas. They're not trading him in Toronto. If they have any chance at all winning the East, they need the big man, don't they? Lakers, Julius Randle, Clarkson, Larry Nance. What are they going to trade, the whole team? Kent Bazemore to Hawks. They might as well trade Bazemore. They suck. Seriously. Moutier, the Nuggets. I mean, I could see him getting moved. And then they say Hernan Gomez and Kyle LeQuinn of the Knicks could both be dealt. What would it matter if either one of them were dealt? Here's the NBA All-Star captains and starters. How about not? What do I care? Does anyone care about that at all, like who those players are?
I like that they're stealing the idea from the NHL a couple years ago where they pick the teams.
Yeah.
But they don't have, you know, they can't go and do it on TV so that they don't make each other feel bad at who gets picked last and who gets picked by who.
So they're doing it behind closed doors.
They're doing it behind closed doors. At least the NHL had the, you know.
Where they humiliate them right on TV.
Right. At least they did that, where the NBA guys, God forbid, they did anything bad to each other. So they're not going to show it on TV.
It says here the 10 best starting rotations in baseball. The Mets, number 10. The Blue Jays, number 9. The Cubs, number 8. Boston Red Sox, 7. Yankees, 6. What do you think? Severino, Tanaka, Gray, Sabathia, and Jordan Montgomery.
Sure.
All right. 5, Dodgers with Kershaw, Hill, Wood, Maeda, and Ryu. Diamondbacks, 4. Greinke, Robbie Ray, Tawan Walker, Corbin, and Godley. Indians, 3. Kluber, Carrasco, Bauer, Tomlin, and Salazar. 2, the world champion Astros, Verlander, Keuchel, Cole, Morton, and McCullers. And number 1, the Nationals, who never win anything. Scherzer, Strasburg, Gonzalez, Rourke, and A.J. Cole. Are you down with those at all? I just gave him a little hot stove love tonight.
Hey, you know, you can keep giving the Nationals the best rotation. It sure gets them far every year.
Yeah, Alex in Providence, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Alex. Chuck in Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, first time long time.
My man.
Show, man.
Thanks.
I've yet to hear anybody talk about Jimmy G lighting up the Vaunted Jags defense. You think Tom sent him a text or gave him a call and said, so what did you see from this defense so I can expose it as well?
I'm sure he did because they're buddies, and he split them in two. So he made a mockery of him. Roethlisberger made a mockery of him. I mean, they talk big for a defense that's got, you know, they've been lit up a few times. So if all those guys can light him up, believe me, you, Brady's probably licking his chops. Andrew in Boston on the hub.
Hey.
Hey.
I lived in Minnesota, too. Forgive me for being a little starstruck. But what better way for the Vikings to choke than in their own stadium, Super Bowl, against Tom Brady? He can start the new hand, put rings on it, and then.
That's true. You know, he's got with the thumb injury, he could start with a brand new ring on his other thumb.
I never thought of that. That's a good point.
I mean, this is a beautiful story. Broken thumb, go right to the new thumb with a new ring. One for the thumb, just like the Steelers.
Absolutely. God bless you.
God bless you.
Andrew actually does make a really good point. The Vikings forever, all this bad things that have happened to him, the Gary Anderson field goal, Blair Wall, losing the Super Bowl in your home stadium. Now that would be the cherry on top for the Viking fan, the long-tortured Viking fan, getting it in your own house.
The only team to ever make it to the Super Bowl in your own building and then to lose.
And then get snuffed out by Tom and the Patriots up there.
What a two-minute drive in the last minute 40. And he scores. with his foot. He throws it with his foot because he has a broken hand.
And they get all, oh, it's all over now. We got that great play against the Saints. All that bad stuff isn't going to happen to us anymore.
This? How about he wins against the Jags, and then over the next 9 days, the hand becomes infected, and we talk about his hand for 10 days on the bench. An infection creeps up his arm into his elbow, and he has to have it amputated.
Yeah, then the Vikings lose to Brian Hoyer.
Jim in Vegas on 1140.
Scotty, I'll see you next week or a week after, whatever.
Right.
Hey, you said something about O'Shaughnessy. You said that the quarterback comparison is like Tom Brady knocking down three tomato cans. And then you said something like the milk bottles with the sandbag at the carnival. That ain't easy, Scotty. That's like $40 getting my daughter freaking doll from that red-haired toothless carnival. Let me tell you something. That's the wrong reference.
And that's a...
All right, but you know what? Let Belichick get one more ring before he becomes a head coach of the Detroit Lions. And if we don't get Belichick, we'll take that Sasquatch as a...
This guy.
By the way, those milk bottles, they're easy for Tom. So don't
they're
worry.
They're easy for Tom. No one else can knock him over except Tom Brady. All right, enjoy the title games. I'll see you Monday night at 10, and we'll make fun of people. For Carver High and Mafia... I'm Pharrell. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store for free. Have a great weekend. See you Monday night. Good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.